flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Now it's time to power up with BT and Sal.
I have a little fun with this. Mix it up. Each week we find a different topic. We've done top sitcom songs. You know, we'll get around. Maybe eventually top batting stances, top dunkers, top sneakers. I mean, you name it. There is really no end to where we can go. And we've got to capitalize on a vulnerable spot. Let's face it. Our partner is laid up. He has one eye patched over. And we basically have to exploit that and make fun of our buddy Sal. So I present to you the top 5 songs with the name or with the word I or eyes in the title. First up, number 5, we go in descending order. How about this? Let's hear it.
She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes.
You know, the funny thing is that not every song on this list applies. Well, yeah, I guess so. Like, I hear this song and I like it. Like, it's just, I don't know what it is, like the raspy voice. I do vaguely remember the video from when I was a kid, Kim Carr. This is a good song, man.
Can I be honest with you? What? I thought this was Rod Stewart.
It sounds like Rod Stewart. That's actually not a bad pull. I know what you mean.
It's a girl singing.
Oh, yeah.
Kim Carnes.
Kim Carnes. Carnes with a C. C-A-R-N-E-S.
Yes.
What year is that? Is that 79, 80? What is that?
81? I don't have it in front of me.
Ish. All right, Sal, that one is from my partner, Betty Davis Eyes. I guarantee he hates the song. I guarantee he doesn't like this song either. How about a little Dirty Dancing? This is Eric Carney. Now, all right, let's have a little fun hop. So you're driving. I know you have your presets when you're not listening to the fan.
Sure.
But sometimes we want to get away from work because we're here all the time. We listen to all the shows. We do, but we want to get music and news once in a while. You're driving. You're on the 80 station. You hear this song. Come on. You bouncing or you staying?
No, this song I'm staying.
You stay too.
Nice. Hungry Eyes is a good song.
I know it is. I never know with you.
Okay. I never watched the movie.
You never saw Dirty Dancing?
No.
They did a remake, too.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one either.
I didn't see the remake. The first one was great with Patrick Swayze.
I know. My parents were very much like, when I was interested, my parents were like, you can't watch that. They have sex.
Oh, yes. They are doing naughty things, those two. Now this, I got to tell you, Hop's, what I always term eclectic, vast musical tastes, has taken an irreparable blow. The fact that you don't know this song, which is number 3 on my list.
I am high in the sky.
Yeah, but hold on. Before we get into it, look at Dove. Dove's getting into it, so that means I may be right. I might be justified. If Dove's into it, I'm okay.
No, stop trying to pass the buck on Dove. There's no justification not knowing this song. First of all, it's the Alan Parsons Project, right? Now, the only thing that's frustrating about this song, and sometimes, you know, like, you have Sirius, the music?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, if you have Sirius, you can bring that down a little bit, Dove. I think one of the, I don't know how new it is, but in the last couple of years, one of the functions, and is why I love Sirius with the music, and the sports, not as much, but some of it. If you catch a song midstream, you could just hit rewind. Or say if you're in the car for an hour, like a lot of times going to my son's games all over, you know, New Jersey, you're in the car for hours and I hear like a Guns N' Roses song. And then like 40 minutes later, maybe he's sleeping, I want to hear it again. I could just rewind and it just pops up. The thing about this song, Eye in the Sky, I don't know if you have it up. Can you? I'm going to give you a second to find that. I should have told you this before. My bad. Find the beginning. Because the beginning of Eye in the Sky, and play it whenever you find it. It's all good. I'll talk over it. This is the beginning of how Michael Jordan was introduced at Chicago Stadium. And like sometimes, and it's boring because I don't want to hear the instrumental part. I like the song, but I guess they cut it out in the version that you have. Like, that's fine. It's like a different, no, that's not it. It's totally different. I know, that's not Nailed how they introduced that guard from North Carolina. No, that's not it. Anyway, that's a great song, and the fact that you don't know it is again, unacceptable for a man of your musical standards. I'm not saying you have to like it. But the fact that you don't know it is weird. All right,
I don't know about that. That song's a little bit. I'm looking for the Jordan thing, but I why would I know that? That was 82. I was born in 82.
Michael Jordan retired in the 90s. What do you mean 82? First of all, he was in college in 82.
Was he?
Yes.
Oh.
All right, leave the sports stuff to me. At least the minutia from the 80s. Now, I have always said that I've been much more of a bar guy than a club guy. Not that I didn't go a couple times. You know, I just like going to a bar. If I'm going to go when I'm young, especially now, I'd rather be at a bar, have a conversation, see what's going on. And invariably, I don't care what bar you're in. I don't care what college campus you're on or near. This song absolutely popped up. You,
a brown-eyed girl.
Van Morrison, how does this one sit with you there?
This is a classic. I'm not denying it. My father used to rock this all the time when I was in his car back in the day. So
it's a great song. Yeah. It's a fun, let's get drunk. We don't want to fight drunk. We want to just have fun and dance.
Let's pop gummies. Oh, wait, no, they didn't have gummies back in the day. Did they have gummies back in the day?
No. When we were in college? No way.
Oh.
No, back then you had to still go to the park and get nickel bags.
What?
All right.
Jello shots.
Yeah. All right, and this one absolutely goes out to my partner because I know he loves this. There you go. There you go. There's only one acceptable song, Eye of the Tiger. Notice it's eye, not eyes, because right now Sal currently has one functioning eye. Eventually that will get back to two when Sal will get back in studio. Eye of the Tiger. What a great song. That was very abrupt there, Dove.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dove looks frazzled back there. I just saw him popping on the headphones and that, like he was spinning. Oh, here we go. Yes, dude.
This is called Sirius. It's a different song.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's a different song?
Yes.
Somebody call the press. She's going to call while you're talking.
Yeah, but hold on. It's like every time I've heard this on like the 80s station, Eye in the Sky follows every single time.
Well, is it? And let me ask you a question. But how does the album go? Does it go?
I don't know. I never had the album.
Well, I've never heard of them. So you know more than, hey, music guru. I've never heard this before. I mean, I know this song. I've heard this before.
So you've heard that? Yes. That guy from North Carolina. Yeah, well, this is the Jordan stuff. And I told you about the whole, like, you know, it was a long twisting ride that I took you on. But when you could rewind songs on Sirius, this song frustrates me because I don't want to sit through this part. I want to get back to Eye in the Sky.
Well, it's two different songs.
But it's not when you try to rewind it, you knucklehead.
Well, I don't know this band. So my guess is it's probably back to back on an album and they combine it together. That's going to be my educated musical genius guess.
Well, I don't know that you have any say in the matter since you don't know the song. And it's one of the most popular
songs
ever. I'm
just telling you, it's two different songs. You didn't even know what song it was.
At least I knew one of them.
No, but you said that, oh, this is the one that the Jordan does. No, it's not. It was a completely different song.
You took an 0-2. You never heard of it, and you didn't know what it was.
Well, listen, when you played the Jordan song, I knew what that was. But
that's true. There. And there's been a lot of 0-2s going around here. S. Booty.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get that. That was fun. Sean at Oceanside. Sean, what's going on, bud? How are you?
Yeah, you got to take the L on this one, BT. It's definitely two different songs.
Well,
definitely two different songs. Yeah. I try to get my wife to use this for our intro song for our reception and our wedding, and I got completely shot down.
Oh, really? When you introduced the wedding party?
Yeah.
That would have been a fun time coming out to that.
I thought it would have been perfect. Yeah. She totally nicked the idea, but what can you do?
What did you wind up coming out to? Do you remember? Do you even remember?
Oh, my God.
You don't even remember?
No, it's one of the Destiny Child girls that went solo or something like that.
You lost. You take the L. You take the L.
Yeah. All right, we'll both take the L on this one.
Fair enough. All right, Sean. Yeah, I got you, buddy. Thank you very much. See, like, to me, and I know that, like, Pink Floyd, The Wall, they have a lot of this stuff where a lot of the songs kind of blend in with the sound effects, the aerial sound effects, and you know what I'm talking about if you're a fan of The Wall. But, yeah, and they're all different songs, but I don't know. Now I'm confused. Maybe I should just take the L on this. What do you think, Dove? Should I? I mean, I don't really think I earned an L, but I'll just take it to keep it moving. All right. Where's the L chain? We'll get that thing.